humbled and honored to be the honorary chair for the Harvest for Hunger. When I was asked, it was a pleasure, and I guess I'm going to do my best to help raise the funds and bring some much needed, response from our community to help out our most vulnerable citizens here too. I want to thank the speakers that came before me, especially Mary Ann, who actually helped put a face on what hunger is and what it means for us here in Lorain County. It's black, it's white, it's Hispanic, it's Asian, it's old, it's young, it's a man, it's a woman, and it's going to take the black, the white, the Hispanic, the Asian, man, women, young and old, to help get hunger out of our community and help be able to feed those that need it the most. Lorain County is diverse, obviously it is, so it's going to take us coming together and bringing the groups together in order to combat the hunger. But what a great way to actually do it, by having everybody actually be able to participate and give of their all to be able to help wipe out hunger. For much of my speeches that I get to talk about in the chamber world, economic development, I usually say that manufacturing is not your grandfather's manufacturing. Well, I'm here to say that hunger today in 2016 is not your grandfather's hunger. It looks different. It's not the Depression era hunger that we're used to seeing in newspapers and on movies and the grapes of wrath with the Dust Bowl. This is the working poor. These are the people who have jobs but have families that need to be fed. They have to have these jobs in order to be able to keep the house over their head, if they have a house over their head, or to keep a car in order to keep their job. These are the working poor. These are the faces of Lorain County, and a lot of it is people that we know. I grew up in Central Lorain. Earlier today, I was talking to somebody who talked about the 44052 zip code in Lorain that needs so much and that has so much need in it. I grew up in that zip code. And while I grew up in a family in a neighborhood that was never hungry, and I don't think we were poor. I heard this on NPR when somebody was talking about his childhood. They just said that we grew up broke. Basically, we survived from paycheck to paycheck, and we never wanted for anything. But if the hot water tank broke, then we were in trouble. If somebody got sick, then you could be in trouble. Somebody lost their job. All things can change just with a flip of a switch. And with no money in the bank, then that can cause a huge array of things. I lost my father when I was 17. Luckily, we were able to kind of keep the house and stay on and do what we needed to do in order to make sure I graduated high school, went on to college. So I'm not here to poor mouth it or to say anything. I grew up in a great community, and it's Lorain, and it's Lorain County. I am who I am because of where I grew up. And the good news is Lorain County is generous. We give back. We have over 60 organizations that belong to the Lorain County Chamber who are raising money on any given day. When Craig said, if there's an event, I'm at it, it's because most of those people belong to the Chamber. So we're there to support them and help bring the word as to what it is that they're trying to get out there to help raise funds for whatever it is that it is that week, that month, that year. So when you ask Lorain Countyans to give, they usually do. And it's amazing to me the people that do write the check, sponsor from their business, and give money on all fronts. So I do want to remind you that every dollar that you give, you heard, you know, what they said at Heinen's. You can turn I'm sorry, Giant Eagle. Oh boy. Rewind that one. Yeah, Giant Eagle. Or as my friends in Pittsburgh would say, the Eagle. Those dollars that you give can turn so many meals and turn a few dollars or a few cents into a meal and help somebody out as well too. So I'm here to help you realize that if your work, place of work or organization, you know, organize a dress down day, have people throw money into a jar, you know, do a raffle. We had our business after hours across the street at Heidelberg, Heinen's again. Jeez, Yeah, is there a swear jar I can throw some money in? At Heidelberg, when we were there, we actually, it was at the time where the Mega Millions was, I don't know, was $1 billion or close to $1 billion. We actually bought $50 worth of tickets and we raffled them off, and I think we raised $300 for Harvest for Hunger. So I think we may have been the first donation for Harvest for Hunger through the chamber, and actually through the generous efforts of everybody who bought raffle tickets that night too. So Sharon Pearson, who is on our board at the chamber, just had a bridal show at German's Villa right up the street from here. And I know that they raised money for Harvest for Hunger because she felt like, you know, she's part of the chamber on the board now. She wanted to give back as well, too. So there's lots of different ways in which you can raise some money and actually be able to do it. So I challenge you to do a 50-50, do something, give away tickets to, you know, if somebody's got Cavs tickets or, you know, opening day tickets for the Indians, you know, be able to raffle them off and raise some dollars. I mentioned earlier that my mom and dad and, you know, I grew up in Lorain. Both of my parents have passed, but anybody who's friends with me on Facebook knows that today, Craig didn't ask if you had a family member that was a leap year baby, but my mother was a leap year baby. So we still celebrate it. She's been gone 18 years, but we still get together. So we got together with my family yesterday and had a big Italian get together. But on the 29th, we always got together. It was special. Last year, or 4 years ago when we celebrated it, my mom turned 21. So that was a big deal. So she would have been 22 today. As a kid, I always thought that was so amazing because at one point I passed her in age than, you know, when I was a kid. So, but I guess what I'm going to do is that I view it as a sign that I'm here on her birthday talking about Harvest for Hunger. And I'm going to challenge everybody here to make sure that you help support the 21 counties that get together to focus on Harvest for Hunger, the three other regional food banks. As we say at the Lorain County Chamber, together we can make a difference. So I challenge each of you to wish my mother a happy birthday. And every time you give, raise it up to Catherine Gallo. And we have until April 9th, but obviously it can go beyond there too, is what I've heard here too. But I thank you in advance for your generosity.